finals are different, but it counts for a little bit. Our guys will take a lot of confidence out of that performance. Wasn't too long ago. We played some really good footy, so no doubt the coaches will analyse that again and our players will be feeling really confident.
That is the voice of Matthew Scarlett, who's a legend of the Geelong Football Club these days, helping guide the next generation of Cats stars, talking about taking on the power again. Next Thursday night, the first game of the 2020 AFL Final Series, and it is, I'm sure, a time of the year that Harry Taylor has been looking forward to for some time. He's been a champ again this year for the Cats, down back, and now we get to the business end, an end he knows all too well. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Harry.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. You've been so good for so long, the Cats, this year, that has there been a case of just waiting for this time to come, that you finally get the chance to make it all mean something?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I was looking back the other day, and I think my first run of the 2020 season was on about the 1st of October. So we're nearly going for 12 months without too many breaks. But in saying that, we had a lot to play for on the weekend. It's still, you know, the last few games are really important for us to get some things right and to sort of solidify our spot in the top four. So, yeah, it's not sort of a direct case of waiting. It's just a matter of trying to play well every single week.
And with the way you've played, I know it was a little bit tight on the weekend, but with the way you've played all through the year and been able to cope with anything that's been thrown at you, does that sort of stuff that gives you the confidence to go into a finals campaign thinking that you are ready?
Yeah, that certainly does help. So we've had some games this year where we've had to really fight back. Bulldogs one was a great example. We've had some games where we've started really well. Essendon brings to mind. So, yeah, all these sort of different scenarios that hopefully we've been able to put in the memory bank will help us during what's going to be a massive finals campaign.
Now, Harry, I've had the luxury of walking around town this week down in Geelong, mate, and everyone's asking me, how'd the legends pull up? Now, I'd love to say they're talking about you, Harry. You are a legend, but they were talking about Joel and Gary. How did the two superstars pull up for after the game last week?
Yeah, I think they were pretty good. Gaz doesn't seem to ever get too sore, to be honest. He seems to be, you know, always the same. And Sel does probably look a little bit sore some days, but took a pretty big knock, I think, around his shoulder area and managed to get up and play out the rest of the game for us, which isn't unlike Sel to do. Yeah, went to recovery with both of them the other day and they look fine. We're fortunate to have a recovery centre up here we can use whenever we like. And obviously the beach is there as well. So, no great excuses. Not to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And Harry, how do you think, I want you to sort of assess where you think the team is at, because it sort of feels like your best footy is maybe the best footy, and you seem to have all facets of the game covered. But then at times you get sort of in this trap of playing a slow brand of football. How would you assess where the team is at the moment going into a final series?
Yeah, I think we've got probably got some more tools this year than we probably had the last little while. When I say tools, I just mean we're probably a little bit more mature and we're able to actually change things when we need to a little bit easier. It's funny, the messaging from the coaches to the players on game day, you would think that's a really quick and easy process, but it isn't. It's a difficult one, and it does take a lot of practice and a lot of time. And hopefully over the last period of time, it's got in the other coaches have been able to slowly evolve and slowly get these things to happen more easily or more instinctively. So that's probably the one thing which is, I guess, a positive for us. But when we do play well, it obviously looks great, and we've had some really poor quarters as well. So trying to find the balance, trying to make sure that we're consistent in all of our effort and all of our preparation is something that I'm sure we'll be talking about this week.
And it does feel, Harry, that you thicken that base of leaders around the footy team. And what I mean by that is whether it be through management, giving guys rest or playing guys in different positions, the likes of Menegola, Guthrie, these types have become really good, dependable players for the team, which means that there's less pressure on your stars to perform every week.
Yeah, I guess that's part of what I'm talking about with the tools or the evolution of our team. We've just been able to potentially get a few other players in there. I know Joel sort of went to the wing a little bit last year and Gaz probably played a bit more forward, so that's allowed other guys to get exposed to these situations I'm talking about where you need to act instinctively. You can't really spend too much time thinking exactly what you're going to be doing. It needs to be trained, practiced, and then on game day, when time is of essence, you need to actually get it done.
And Harry, round 12, you took control of the Power. What was it that day? What pleased the footy club in terms of that win and over the Power, and in particular the role in stopping Charlie Dixon from doing any damage that day?
Yeah, we were happy with that performance. I think, to be honest, Port were probably a little bit flat. They looked a bit like us at the start of the game on different occasions when they just sort of really couldn't find their feet to get going. I dare say they'll be certainly up and about over in Adelaide next Thursday. But just really happy that we were able to control the game for long periods. That's one thing that I've noticed this year more than ever. It's just your ability to control the game, get it on your terms would be the footy vernacular that coaches and players would use. And then once you can do that, just trying to hold on for as long as you can. And with a shortened game, you probably don't need to hold on quite as long as you once did when you do have that momentum.
I'm interested, Harry, when you look at yourself, Gary, Joel, you're obviously coming towards the end of your careers and it's about the now. Do you talk much about making sure you make use of this opportunity because there might not be many opportunities left? Is that spoken about or is it unspoken or is it not a focus, do you think?
No, we speak about that. We don't only reference sort of the older guys like myself. We reference the younger boys as well. I mean, the opportunity to play finals, whether you're 18 or 34 like myself, although we've been very lucky, and talk about myself, I guess, that I've played in a lot of finals, that doesn't happen to too many people. And there's certainly a heap of references across the AFL where we're champions of our game, only got to play in a minimal amount, if not very many at all, big finals games. So we always talk about your time should be now, regardless of your age. You've got to actually go and grab it. And why not, you know, be a star at 18 years of age. You don't have to wait till you get to, yes, to the 28, 29 years or you're sort of 10 years in the system before you can become a star. Why not actually do it from the start? There's nothing stopping you doing it. We've got great facilities, great coaches. It's up to you as an individual just to be motivated enough to take these opportunities. And, yeah, certainly something that Chris Scott and the coaching staff are really big on talking about.
Harry, that's a great insight into the way things operate at Geelong and the drive you give the entire playing group. Speaking of drive, though, Tommy Hawkins this year was outstanding. Internally, over the last few days, have you celebrated the fact that he did win the Coleman medal?
No, we haven't really spoken about that one. We don't tend to talk about individual stuff too much. I'm sure you know, a lot of guys individually would have congratulated him. No doubt it's an amazing achievement. For someone who's been a champion of our game for so long, I see it as a great reward for not only this year but all of the work that he's done. That's probably how I tend to view most individual awards, all Australians and whatnot. Another good example. Although you had a fantastic year that year, you should be rewarded for all of the effort that you put in the previous seasons. And Hawk's been amazing for us for a really long period of time. Obviously, our big key target now, takes a lot of marks, kicks a lot of goals, but he gives off a lot, does a lot of selfless work on game day, but also off the field as well. He's just amazing at helping through what's been a pretty transitional forward group for us in my time in the game.
And also, Harry, you're on the weekend, you're right in amongst it when James Rowbottom had that snapshot for goal and Mark Lixar did an unbelievable smother. But from your point of view, if Mark didn't smother the ball, do you think it would have gone through for a goal? Was it hit that sweep?
Oh, it's a great question. I'm sure Fox 40 or Channel 7 or someone's got some sort of great technical ability these days to trace the trajectory of the ball, use some physics and whatnot. But yeah, it looked pretty straight when I left the booth from where I was. And I think I was pretty well in line with him and the ball. Unfortunately, I was close as Swift was to smother it, but we'll never know, will we, from that point of view, but it certainly wasn't a timely smother.
Wadey, there's some talk around town that if Geelong win it this year, you'll love this as well, Harry, that don't worry about the statues of Joel or Gary on the careers they've had. Mark Blitzav deserves a statue for that smother if Geelong go on to win the flag this year.
Yeah, well, I'm all about defence. That was certainly one of the better ones. I reckon that they were pretty keen on putting one up for Brad Ott 2007 when he had a great spot against Collingwood, I think it was. It might have been Joel Corey, but one of those two really late in the game and made a big difference. And defensive axes, things are going to get it done in the next 4 or 5 weeks for sure.
I'm sure that Mark would be saying that it was definitely going through. That would be what I'd be doing if I was him. Just one final one, Harry, just on yourself. You know, you talked before about essentially being in training or in the zone for the last 12 months. The shorter quarters, has that helped you get through the year perhaps easier than you thought you would, or is that only something that helps the midfielders that do, you know, more running and involved in more sort of midfield contests?
No, it definitely makes a difference. That last sort of few minutes of the quarters is probably the one that, you know, defensively sometimes the team might drop off a little bit, so you're under more pressure. And it works obviously the other way too. If you get on top and stay on top in that last 5 minutes, you can get a pretty good rest. But, I've definitely noticed a difference in these games, pulling up probably a lot better. One, because we're not training quite as much, but two, the shorter version. It does. I just find that last part of the quarters is probably the part where you're just under fatigue, and when you're working under fatigue in those last 5 minutes, it's always a little bit harder. So if you like going for a run and then that last 100 metres every single time having to work a bit harder, that's what I find has been taken away with the shorter games. Probably one of the main reasons why I'm pulling up okay.
Terrific. Well, it's great to see you playing so well. The Cats certainly look like one of the teams to beat in September, and once again, you're there. Good luck over the next, hopefully, months or so of footy.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys, and hope everyone stays back there and going well. Cheers.
Thanks, Harry. Harry Taylor, Geelong veteran defender. Now, half's disappeared. We don't know where he's gone, Jono, but he's disappeared. We're hoping to get him back shortly. We saw him on the screen, but he just wasn't moving. So you might have to stay on just in case for the next 10 minutes.
I'm with you,
that's all right.
Don't worry. We'll get him back.
All right, very good. Don't leave me on my own, please.